Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. I'm just slipping over my own tongue here. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. Thank you for joining me. This show is to inspire you, uplift you, transform you, heal you. And as always, I have some very special guests that will bring with them their unique healing energies. For those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad you're joining me on The Love Code. And the wonderful thing that Progressive Radio Network has provided now is a special phone number that allows you to call in. You can leave a message for me. You can leave a request for me. You can give me feedback, and I will get back to you. And I love the opportunity to have more interaction with my audience. So don't be shy. Please call in. If nothing else, just say hi and that you love my show. That would make my day. So here is the number. It's 862-800-6805. I'm going to give that to you one more time. 862-800-6805. I probably have you confused now. So one more time. 862-800-6805. And I do hope you'll leave me a comment or just say hi. And also, if you have not opted into my website, which is Dr. Cheryl Selman, please do so, because then I can send these archive shows out to you. And also, you'll get my other show, which is on Progressive Radio Network, which is What Women Must Know. So you won't be able to really get away from listening to these shows. They'll go right to your inbox. And if you'd like to, you can go over and like me at my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, because I post these shows there as well. So lots of opportunities to stay up to date with things and get inspired on a daily basis, really. Okay, so having said all that, it's time to introduce you to my very special guest today. And today, I am talking to Andy and Jonathan Goldman. We're going to be exploring healing through sound and a little bit about my guest. Jonathan Goldman is an internationally renowned writer, musician, and teacher. He is an authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. Jonathan is the author of several books, including The Divine Name, the 2011 Visionary Award for the Best Alternative Book of the Year, and The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, and they are both published by Hay House. A Grammy nominee, his award-winning recordings include Chakra Chants and The Divine Name. He is the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association and CEO of Spirit Music. In the spring of 2011, Jonathan Goldman was named as one of Watkins Mind, Body, Spirit magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people. And it's a good thing we have the living part of that, because we want them with us. And you can really appreciate yourself when you acknowledge while you're living. And Andy Goldman, his wife, is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She is the director of the Sound Healing Sound Seminars and co-director of the Sound Healers Association. She is a musician, teacher, sound healer, award-winning author, and the wife and partner of Jonathan. And Jonathan and Andy Goldman have both co-authored Chakra Frequencies, winner of the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book of the Year, and their new best-selling book, which is The Humming Effect, which has just won the 2018 Gold Visionary Award for Best Health and Healing Book. And together, Jonathan and Andy have dedicated their lives to the path of service, helping awaken and empower others with the ability of sound to heal and transform. So, welcome, Andy and Jonathan, to the show.
Well, hello, Cheryl, and thank you so much. We are delighted to be here.
Yes, sir. We are totally resonating with The Love Code. I love it.
We love that title.
Good. I'm glad you like that, because that really was an inspiration that came to me. And I wanted to do a show that was focused just on bringing people like yourselves onto the show to uplift consciousness. And I have so many amazing people who just kind of showed up, and publicists have contacted me, and amazing teachers that I have connected with. So this really is an enlightening show and a way for people to truly expand their consciousness and receive healing, you know, healing on all levels. So I'm so glad you really like that name and resonate with it, with that frequency. So that's good. You know,
it's great.
As I'm introducing you, the thought went through my head, I should have stuck with my accordion lessons when I was a child. I would have been a wonderful musician by now. You know, but after I got hit in the lip by my 120 bass accordion and kind of cracked my lip open, I think my love of the accordion waned at that point. You know?
You were destined for other things, Cheryl.
I guess so. So I did take up the harp for a while, I have to say. I got enamored with the Celtic harp, and that was fun because I actually was taking lessons from a woman who was the harpist in the Portland Symphony. So I was on this great big golden harp, and you know, then I had my little Celtic harp next to me as well. But I don't think being a musician is my destiny in this lifetime. Although I really admire people who are, and I am envious. So there you go. I'm telling my truth.
I have to tell you, that's something you and Andy share, because she is also a harp player whose teacher has Andy.
Well, I love playing the harp, Cheryl, and I just feel so blessed, and it's such a beautiful instrument. And I, too, have my Celtic harp, and when I am taking my lessons, I play the huge, big, beautiful pedal harp, and it's just a joy. And, I mean, and the sound is what's really the joyful piece of it, so it's right in alignment with what we do.
It's so angelic, and the thing about a harp is, like, you can just pluck those strings and it sounds good. You don't even
Absolutely.
Have to know what you're doing. You know?
Oh, it's very healing, very, very healing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. So, anyway, but I wanted to start by talking to you, Jonathan. I mean, you have become such an internationally renowned figure in the world of sound healing and music, and you do some really profound recordings and books talking about sound and kind of bringing the awareness of the power of sound back into our world, which has been part of healing traditions for thousands and thousands of years. So I'm just curious, how did this journey begin for you?
It began as probably for a number of people here in the West, in a really strange way. It began in the venue of the rock and roll Meridian, and on a level, I like to say that for me, it was an experience that happened, oh my goodness gracious, how many years ago? Let's see, 1979 to 2019 is how many years now? Is that like 40? Oh my goodness gracious. But, okay, so about 40 years ago, I was playing.
too far back, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, right, you know, and it's like, what? I was playing in a rock and roll band in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I remember coming back on stage after a break, strapping on my guitar, because I was a lead guitarist and singer, and we were, you know, as a reality, at the time, the only music that could be original that really worked was, unfortunately, either new wave or punk. So our music fell into that genre, which was not my favorite, but it was, you know, the only thing that would get us booked. And I remember playing at the time, within a minute of starting to play, I became aware that the, if you like, the vibrations of the venue we were at were one of negativity and violence. No doubt the alcohol and the other intoxicants that people were imbibing in were helping create this negative ambiance, but I also knew that the music that I was creating at the time has nothing to do with rock and roll. It was just this very specific aspect of music was not being helpful. And I had the thought, and mind you, I had been playing for close to 30 years at that this time, and I had the thought for the first time, what if music could be used to make people feel good? Because I saw that the music was making the people feel angry, you know. And then within about a week, that thought just shifted a couple of degrees. It wasn't 180 or anything like that. And it just became, what if sound could be used to heal? And this was a concept that totally, I don't know that I'd ever encountered it before. And I went on a, if you like, a search. And about 2 weeks later, somebody gave me a flyer for a workshop that was being given by a person who turned out to be just one of the most beloved friends and mentors of myself and Andy. Her name was Sarah Benson, and she was doing a workshop on using sound and music for healing. And shall I say that that was, if you like, the springboard to my first founding the Sound Healers Association, then taking my record company, which was a, shall we say, an alternative rock record company, and turning it into one of the first therapeutic music companies. And the only thing I didn't have to change was the name of the company, which was Spirit Music. That's a good name. Spirit Music is a good name for a therapeutic spiritual record company. And then I got a degree from Lesley University, wrote my first book, and, you know, released my CDs, and, you know, and stuff has just continued. I have about over 25 CDs, and Andy and I have written a couple of award-winning books together, and I've got myself about three or four also award-winning books that I've written solo-y, and we've been together, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, I haven't had a chance to meet you both in person, but it just sounds like you have a great relationship and are aligned in your soul work this lifetime, which is such a blessing.
Boy, I was just going to say, and Cheryl, you don't know what a blessing this is, but I guess you do.
Well, thank you for just recognizing that, Cheryl, because it's really, it touches our hearts, because we have been together now for almost 25 years, and each day is a new day, I have to say. And,
yeah,
you know, we're able to really continue this work and being of service together. You know, it is that 1 + 1 = 3 phenomenon.
And I guess if you have a bad day with each other, you just stop talking and sit down and start playing your music together, and everything disappears, and you're back in your
connection. Actually, you're
again.
Right.
Sure. I mean, mostly what we do is hum, and we're going to talk about that for a minute. But talking about 1 + 1 = 3, we were talking about harp playing. We were talking about our dear friend Sarah Benson, and I just thought, hey, why don't I play "Angelic Calling," which is a recording from my Chakra Chance award-winning album. And this is features Andy playing harp, our dear Sarah playing her voice, and which is just a couple of minutes of it. But I think your audience will really listen to it. You may also feel the top of your head, the higher aspects of consciousness beginning to be activated through this. So If we can listen to this for just a couple of minutes, that would be great. That sound okay?
Yeah, let's do that. And I just invite people to kind of take a breath, maybe just adjust yourself so you're comfortable, and allow yourself to take in the healing from this beautiful piece of sound healing music that we're about to experience. So we're good. Jonathan,
all right,
go for it when you're ready.
Here we go. Blessings, and here we go a little bit. So that's only about a minute and a half at best. We could listen more, but even in that time, you know, sound is pretty powerful.
And you know, I want to just jump in because in honoring the name of your program, which is The Love Code, I just want to mention that Sarah Benson, whose beautiful voice we just heard, taught us, and we share this when we're teaching, she taught us that the true sound of healing is love. And we have embraced that in a very profound way because every sound that we make when we have that intention of love is healing.
Indeed, indeed.
You know,
yeah.
It's so profound. And I wanted to bring you both back onto the show because I received an email from you stating that there is a World Sound Healing Day happening, and we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But I just want to say I stumbled upon this documentary that can be found on YouTube, and I found it on Amazon Prime, and it's a four-part series, and the first part is called Inner Worlds, Outer Worlds, the Akasha, I think it's Akasha, the name of the series, by a Canadian filmmaker who I'm going to have on the show, Daniel Schmidt. But in the first part of this four-part series, it's so profound. It's so profound. I'm watching it for the second time because it's so consciousness expanding. But in the first first part of this series, it's talking about the creation, how we're created through sound, and that all the universe is made up of vibrations and frequencies. That's who we are. That's how everything comes into being. And it's such a perfect kind of way to segue into the work you're doing through sound, which is all about frequencies and vibrations and helping us to resonate with the frequencies of healing. Or, Jonathan, I thought what you said is so profound because there's music that can be totally chaotic to our frequencies. And then there's the music that's the sacred music that can bring us back into greater connection.
Well, thank you. And, you know, and I think on a level that there's probably a lot of purpose to chaotic music as well, particularly for certain people at certain times and spaces. I think there's something known as the, Andy's the psychotherapist, but it's the ISO principle, which is meeting people where they're vibrationally at. So if, for example, if you try to put really smooth and calm, coherent music that basically would chill them out, if they're in too much of a state of chaos, it won't happen. But if you first meet them with chaotic music and slowly shift that and change that, you can then bring them to a state of coherence and oneness. But it's so everything has its purpose, you know?
That's so interesting that, you know, you framed it that way. It's fascinating. So talk to us about sound as healing. Can you share a little bit more? People can understand.
Well, I want to tell you, I have, you know, one of these things, which is Andy and I recently had our book, The Humming Effect, actually win the Visionary Award, 2018 Visionary Award for Best Healing Book. And we didn't have this particular information, but I just, we continue to do, obviously, radio shows and whatnot with it. And it's a little thing that might, you know, assist. The information is in the book, not written quite as simply as I'm about to say it. And I'm going to say that there are two major ways that sound affects us. The first is that the sound goes into our ears, it goes into our brain, it affects our heart rate, our respiration, our nervous system. Music, for example, my voice, your voice, when people are listening, when they're hearing. And this phenomena is called psychoacoustics, which is basically the way that sound affects us as we listen or hear. That's the first way. The second way is when the sound goes into our actual physical body and vibrates us on a cellular level, vibrating us down to our DNA and our molecules. And this is called vibroacoustics. And there are many different ways that this can be happening, but I like to tell people that the single most powerful vibroacoustic sound that we can make, because you can take different types of instruments and put them on your body and they'll vibrate really well, but the most powerful vibroacoustic instrument that we have, from my perspective, from our perspective, is the hum.
And it's using our own voice to really resonate with our own bodies, mind, and spirit. And just from as a holistic psychotherapist, why I like sound so much for healing is that it can actually bypass that left brain. You know, if you're just in a state of, you know, stress or angst and not being able to talk about it is okay, because you can sound through it, and you don't have to actually talk about it. Just making sound can shift and change our vibration and bring us into a state of balance, and we have that power within ourselves to do that. I like to view sound as very much self-empowering.
And what's interesting is the first chapter of our book, we figured, you know, okay, who's going to take a book on humming seriously? So we said, okay, well, if we have all the scientific data, people start, we might read it and go, wow, this is real. And indeed, that's the first chapter is peer review information. And one of the things that happens that they scientifically proved is when you hum, you basically bypass the limbic system, which is the emotional aspect of the body, which is the fight or flight response, goes on vacation. And because of that, you chill out. So from our perspective, doing a little bit of deep breathing while you're humming is perhaps the fastest and easiest way that you can lower your heart rate, your respiration, your brain waves, and do all sorts of other stuff.
You know, that to me is so profound. And when I was telling you this before we got on the show, that when I first got your copy of The Humming Effect, because we've had this conversation interview a couple of years ago when that book first came out, when I first saw that book, I went, how can I do a whole hour show on humming? You know, I said, okay, I'm just going to trust this process. And when you both came on and explained what goes on from humming and how this is an ancient tool and connects us to some cosmic frequencies, it was so profound. I had no idea what was in store for me listening to you. And I was so grateful because you just gave me such an appreciation to the power that we have within us to use on a daily basis.
Exactly. And what I like to share with our audience too, Cheryl, is we have a quote on the back of our book from our dear friend Bruce Lipton, and he says that it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription that has only side effects of healing and harmony and health. And I really love that description because it's such a beautiful way to get away from non-pharmaceuticals. If you're stressed out, just begin to start humming. And even if you can hum for a minute, there will be a shift and change in your body, mind, and spirit. And, of course, humming for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, even more so.
And, you know, I just like to suggest that why did we do the hum? Well, you know, Cheryl, you know, as I sort of mentioned, it's been about 40 years now that I got, shall we say, propelled into the realm of using sound as a healing modality. And Annie and I have worked and, you know, created some really powerful, powerful mantra-type sounds, very powerful divine name-type sounds that are really cool. But, you know, for a lot of people, when they hear the word sound healing, they immediately do not, well, they don't differentiate between sound and music. And I can say to you that all music is sound, but not all sound is music. But, you know, bypassing that, a lot of people think that you have to have a degree as a music, you know, trained musician or a trained vocalist or whatnot. You know, so it stops them from even beginning to enter the whole modality of using sound as a healing modality. So we said, okay, what can we do? What is a sound that everybody can make and they don't judge themselves? And blessed be, you know, from, you know, shows like American Idol to whatnot, have made people even more judgmental about their voice. And it's like, okay, so, you know, people are very, very, if you like, tenuous about making sounds in public. But there's, I don't know, we haven't encountered anybody who doesn't hum because babies hum, old people hum, everybody hums. Consciously or unconsciously, mostly unconsciously, and our book is about conscious humming.
And I like, Jonathan, that you just said it's that sound that people really don't judge themselves on. It's a, you know, it's a sound, you know, we just kind of grow up humming and we don't even really think about it. We just sometimes hum. And so we haven't really come across anyone that says, oh, I can't hum, I'm a terrible hummer. And they just don't. You know, they just go, oh, wow, I'm going to try conscious humming.
Mm. I have a friend who is the head of a pretty large international network of consciousness. And one time we were having lunch and he said to me, you know, you can't hum if you're mad.
That's
and,
right.
I tried it because, you know, you think, I'm not feeling good. I'm angry. You can't. All of a sudden, you know, because the anger, you know, just stops that from happening. So here we are on the Love Code talking about humming, and humming at least is a sound of happiness.
There you go.
So if you were to advise people who are listening how they can use humming and get the benefit of the humming effect, I mean, what's a simple suggestion you have? How can people start incorporating this into their lives?
Cheryl, I think that people can start incorporating it into their lives just immediately, really. And what we like to suggest is that before you do start humming, that you do take some nice, deep breaths, you know, some diaphragmatic breaths, belly breaths, you know, and you really begin to take those breaths, and that relaxes your body. And then you go into that that humming sound, because your breath is supporting your body through that.
And so you close your eyes, and we'd like to suggest that you just sit in a chair and, you know, first check yourself out. You know, what your, if you like, nervous system feel like. Are you feeling stressed out? And then take a couple of deep breaths, as Andy suggested, and then take another deep breath. Yeah, nice. And you do that for even five times, which will be about a minute, and you'll be amazed because literally, you're, you know, I've done tests on myself, and your blood pressure will drop about 10 points if you do this for a few minutes. It's that crazily powerful and effective, as though you have taken a, you know, beta blocker or something like that. It's really crazy, and it's really real. And so once again, if you're stressed out, you're going to go to a meeting, et cetera, just don't do it if you're driving in a car, okay, because you want to keep your eyes on the road and hands upon the wheel. But, you know, take a minute before the meeting, or if you're having a stressed out time with any sort of thing, and just, you know, there's, you know, go off by yourself, because, you know, or, you know, hum in a place where you won't be disturbed. And if you can do 25 hums, that's about 5 minutes worth of humming, and then just sit there in a state of silence, and you may find yourself in a really heavily meditated, I don't want to say sedated, but blissed out type of place, because the power of the hum is so powerful that, oh, just for example, as we were talking about before, you get your lowered blood pressure and heart rate, you get increased levels of melatonin, you get the release of endorphins, those wonderful self-created opiates, you get reduced levels of stress hormones like cortisol, and you get increased levels of nitric oxide, which is a fabulous vasodilator, which causes your circulatory system to actually become more fluid. And finally, you get the release of oxytocin, which is the trust hormone. And here we have one of the great, actually, we have this in our book, Chakra Frequencies, which is how to work with sound with a partner. Andy, you want to talk about this for a second?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that Jonathan and I do, and we were talking about this earlier in the show, and, you know, it's like if we're having a bad day or there's, you know, an issue that's come up, what we do is one of us will say, okay, honey, sound with me. Let's start oming together. Let's start humming together. And even if we really don't want to, because we might be in that state of, you know, I just don't want to do that, we do it anyway. And honestly, within about 5 minutes
or less, you know,
our energy begins to shift and we begin to get back in alignment. Now, the trick to this is that you have to sort of make this agreement with each other way ahead of time, you know, way before that moment that you really need it. So that's a big factor, so that when you are in that state of, shall we say, disharmony, one of the people in the couple will say, let us sound together. Let us sound together now. And begin to do that. And it is amazing the difference that it makes, because all of those physiological benefits that Jonathan was just talking about, they actually do occur in our bodies.
And your nervous system and your, it's like heart energy, begin to vibrate and resonate together. And Cheryl, it really works. We wouldn't be saying this if it didn't, because, you know, what purpose? But something like this really works. And, you know, the first thing, you know, you get angry at each other and you want to use sound, but it's not going to be positive sound. You want to say something negative about the other person.
But we don't.
We don't. Instead, we're gonna
hum, honey. Come on.
And that first one may be really tough. You know, because it's hard to hum or om when you're angry, but we can do it. And then the next one becomes better, and the next one better, and all of a sudden we look at each other and go, hey, what were we fighting about?
Yeah. It's, you know, and what's so amazing is that it's so simple. And that's what is really just sort of awe-inspiring in people. Wait a minute, how can something as simple as humming together make all this difference? And the truth is, it actually can. And so keeping things simple, hey, in our complex world, our complex society, finding something that is easy and yet so effective is such a treasure. It's such a gift to yourself.
Indeed.
Well, I really resonate with what you're saying. You know, to find tools that are really simple but can have such a profound effect is really what we're looking for. And for all of my listeners who are tuning in right now, I challenge you to do that. You know, start humming. Start humming if you want to shift your mood. Start humming if you want to feel better. Start humming if you want to create a strategy in your relationship with your partner, with your children. Play the game, you know. And as you were saying, I can't remember if it was Jonathan or Andy, but set it up, set the rules of the game up ahead of time and have everyone agree to them and see what happens. And that's what I love about this. It's a simple yet profound tool. And obviously, it must have gained a lot of attention or you would not have been awarded that recognition that you were bringing something really special into the world.
Well, I mean, hilariously from our perspective, and thank you for that, few days ago, something, a package arrived in the mail, and it was the Spanish translation of The Humming Effect. And about a week ago, because The Humming Effect as a recording has been made into an audible, which is really great, so people can download it if they don't want to read it. Although the book reads really well, and we're really proud of it. But we had a dear friend of ours record it for us, and he's got a great, great voice, so we're really pleased with that one. But it's so it's also an audible, by golly.
And easy to download.
Well, isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? Congratulations to you
Thank you for making that happen.
And bringing these powerful tools into the world. So can you talk to us about World Sound Healing Day? What is it? What is it about? How can we participate in it? Give us more of an appreciation of what this day is, which is on Valentine's Day, I think, February 14th.
Well, I'm going to do two things for you and your listeners. Number one is to basically read this little blurb that I have in front of me. I could just say it, but it's sometimes easier to read something that we've kind of sent out as sort of a PSA to a whole bunch of people. But also I want to say that we had a request from a radio, pretty well-known radio show for some music of mine. And all of a sudden, for some reason, my inner guidance said, hey, put together all the music that you've used. We're now on our 17th World Sound Healing Day. Put all the music that you've used for the for the previous World Sound Healing Days together, and they're just excerpts or 5-minute excerpts from, let's say, an entire album. And I did it, and not calling it the Love Code, but I called it Music for the Heart Chakra. So I'm really pleased about that. And I'll play a little excerpt that's totally different from that one. But here we have the PSA. On February 14th, 2019, World Sound Healing Day occurs. Join thousands of meditators, peace activists, and sound healers throughout the planet as they project the heart sound, ah, filled with the intention of peace and love at 12 noon, their local time. Help initiate resonance of oneness and compassion on the earth with your conscious sound, and help raise planetary vibrations. There are numerous sound groups worldwide that tone together for global harmonization, peace and harmony on our planet. Join one of these groups or form your own. Science has validated the power of intentionalized sacred sound to create positive shift and change. Together, we can manifest a global community that resonates in harmony and peace throughout our planet.
And, Cheryl, this is our 17th year coming up. And as Jonathan just mentioned, certainly at 12 o'clock noon, whatever time zone you're in, you can just stop and start sounding forth the ah sound with the intention of bringing peace and healing to our planet. Now, aside from that, throughout the planet, throughout the globe, people are forming groups where they can do their groups anytime during the day on February 14th, and they gather people and they do ceremony, they do sound, they specifically work with the ah sound to heal our planet, to heal themselves. And right now, I think, as it has grown, because it is the 17th year, I think we have probably 100 different countries represented that have actually got groups formed to then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, actually gather their group together and facilitate their own World Sound Healing Day group. And I know Jonathan and I do one here in Boulder every year, and we have a couple hundred people who come, and we do a beautiful water ceremony where we infuse that water with the sounds that we're making through the ah. But it's just a great, beautiful way of working with sound to really infuse through our consciousness more love and healing onto our planet.
And I know, Cheryl, that you and your listeners probably would agree that we're at a really interesting point in our evolutionary development on the planet, and that, you know, there's certainly some cause to contemplate what can be done to assist and help the planet.
And if people are interested themselves in forming groups or just want to learn more about World Sound Healing Day, they can certainly go to our website, Healing Sounds, that has an S at the end, healingsounds.com, or you can go directly to our website, worldsoundhealingday.org. And so those two websites will get you a lot more information about World Sound Healing Day.
And in a nutshell, why does this work? Because when our heart and our brain are in a state of coherence, or they're resonating and synchronized together, then literally the electromagnetic field that our body produces can be anywhere from 50 to 500 to, it's even been speculated scientifically, 5,000 times greater than normal. And you get a lot of people doing this. The idea is then we can interface with what I call the Gaia matrix, the ionosphere of the planet, if you like, the electromagnetic field of the planet. And the idea is with our consciousness that we are then, if you like, able to shift and change and raise the vibrations of all sentient beings on the planet. We figure that through this way, we can perhaps get people to realize that we are all one and that we need to take care of each other and our beloved planet.
Well, that's so profound, isn't it, when you understand that this is a vehicle that can have huge ramifications, can impact people, all living beings, actually, all living beings throughout the planet. Just to follow up, I wanted to ask you to explain the meaning or why the sound ah that is associated with the heart, the sound healing day that you were talking about.
Well, thank you. That's great. You know, why do we use ah? First of all, I've been working with since 1982, a system of vowel sounds to resonate the different chakras, the energy centers of the body. And the reality is that it seems that the ah sound is found, you know, I mean, when you really like something, you go, ah, and, you know, it's, you know, all the God and goddess names, or most of them on the planet at least, including the words Ma, Ma, or Papa, or Buddha, or Krishna, or Tara, or Yeheshua, they all have that ah sound in them. And it really, you put your hand on your chest, in the center of your chest, and go, ah, and you can feel your hand vibrating.
Heart chakra gets really activated with that ah sound, and that's one of the reasons why we chose to, utilize the ah sound. And it's very easy for people. Once again, very easy for people to make that ah sound. But the heart chakra seems to really get activated with that sound.
Totally. And what's interesting, I'm just going to play this now, I can't help it, but this is called the Heart Chakra, and it's from a recording called Chakra Dance, which is actually more of a techno recording, but I basically remixed it so that you're mostly getting the sound of, once again, our dear friend Sarah Benson, once again, the Divine Mother of Sound Healing, but there are also other sounds, and often there's, for example, sounds of whales in this, and you wouldn't believe it because they sound like there's some sort of synthesizer or something like that. And rather than speak anymore, I just ask people to give a listen to this for a minute and a half. But would that be okay?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. helps you. I meant to fade that out before, but I get so entranced listening to it. And there were a lot of whale and dolphin sounds on there
gosh.
That probably sounded like synthesizers, but they weren't.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They were organic sounds. Yeah.
You know, the world of sound and frequencies is so fascinating to me. And I just wanted to ask you in the time we have to talk about the role of tuning forks, because I have one of your Gaia tuning forks. I don't think I've been fully utilizing it as I could, but what is the power of tuning forks for healing? And I wanted to ask you specifically, because you have various tuning forks that you sell in your online store,
yeah,
and one of them that fascinates me, well, there are a few that fascinate me. One of them is the one that you actually resonate and then place on the body, as opposed to put up, you know, in your field, you place on your body. Can you talk a little bit about the power of tuning forks and how we can use them in our life?
Yes, indeed. And first and foremost, I think there are specific, I like to call them intervals, because that means two sets of tuning forks. That's why we usually 90% of our tuning forks are sold as sets of two or more, and it's because two sets creates a field, and if you like, what they call an interval, which is a space between it. So they work with geometric forms, etc. And just as an example, you mentioned the Gaia tuning forks, and this is a set of tuning forks, and we have two different types. One you hit and you bring them to your ears, and they basically help with a psychoacoustic effect to cause your brain to resonate to the frequency of what is called the Schumann resonance, but it's literally the, if you like, organic frequency of the earth, and it's 7.83 cycles a second. The other are, we call them the body tuners, where you hit them, you hold them to the stems, and then you basically place them on your body. And you need to, I mean, we've included in the booklet with them a little chart of different points. And it, you know, if you want to go one step further, you might, you know, go on the internet or get yourself a inexpensive book on acupressure and trigger points to use. But you put them there, and I have found, and the only reason, you know, that I did this is that I have found that those particular tuning forks, what happens when you place them on the body, the place between the two tuning forks, shall we say the meridian or whatnot, will, the sound that is the difference between the two tuning forks, and there's 7.83 cycles a second difference between the two, will literally go through the body and permeate the cells with, if you like, the vibrational energy of our planet. So it's, you know, if you can't take a walk in nature and attune yourselves to the energy of the planet by walking barefoot in the grass, which is great and really good for grounding, these tuning forks are wonderful. And I've had many doctors and wonderful healers who utilize them for various different conditions. Our son came to visit us. He's now in law school. We're very proud of him. And he also works out. He's in the mixed martial arts. And he said, you know, my shoulders have been bothering me for the last couple of months. So I used them on his shoulders for about 3 times. And all of a sudden he looked up to me and he said, oh, thanks, all better. So that's one way of using them.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I think that we all need tools that we have available to us for support our own healing, you know. And if you have an injury, if you have a pain, you want to have your little arsenal of healing tools around, and something like a tuning fork, which is so easy to use, which many people may not have thought of as a healing tool, is certainly one of them that should be considered.
Absolutely. And, you know, with our tuning forks, you can use them on the body. They're called the body tuners.
And that's vibroacoustics.
Vibroacoustics, or, you know, the etheric body.
And psychoacoustics.
Beautiful ways of bringing your body into balance and releasing whatever that stress, that stuck stress might be.
And the Gaia, of course, aren't the only ones. Each one of these intervals, these relationships, has a different effect on people. One of them seems to work really encoding light down to listening to it, light down to it, to our cellular level. So we call them the DNA forks. Another one, which we've recently released, seems to enhance intention, which is an extraordinary thing. By gosh and by golly, but we once again try them with a lot. You know, we do R&D, trying them with, you know, doctors and other and regular people, and go, you know, what are these doing for you? And they're like, okay, well, the, you know, people are having positive effects as opposed to wanting to throw them at us, and we figure, okay, there's something there. And then if the effects are similar, we go, okay, these seem to have this effect. And once again, we're all unique vibratory beings, Cheryl. You know, not everything is going to work the same way for everyone, but tuning forks are the great sonic tools for transformation.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I wanted to be sure we mentioned that, because I think they're very powerful, and I know you have developed some very special tuning forks and working with specific healing frequencies, and they're so affordable. And again, I just think they're wonderful healing resources, and people should try them out, check them out, learn more. And I guess that's where they should really check out your website, which is healingsounds.com. You have a lot of information on your website. And also, as we were talking about Sound World Sound Healing Day, people should definitely check that out. Stop, take a few minutes on February 14th, get a little group together, find out if there's a group in your area, and just give us that website again if people want to know more about the World Sound Healing Day.
Cheryl, for our listeners, that website is worldsoundhealingday.org.
And we may even direct them after that. After they go there, there's another website that they can go to where they can basically, we call it the Temple of Sacred Sound, and if they want, they can go and they can sound along with these wonderful other sounds and people throughout the planet. But that's another level. We're trying to get less and less, shall we say, complex about in terms of directions of what to do with people. But we've got another website that's linked up with that that a lot of people go to when they're sounding.
And that is called Temple of SacredSound.com or .org. And Cheryl, people can go just to our website, healingsounds.com, and get all that information if they miss some of that.
Right.
So, healingsounds.com is pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. And I will put all these links in the archive when we send out the archive to the show, so people can access those links directly. So, well, this is exciting. World Sound Healing Day, February 14th, humming, helping relationships by humming. learning to use tuning forks. This is such a wonderful educational hour with you both. I always enjoy talking to you. You're filled with such wealth of information and wonderful healing strategies. So it's always a pleasure, and I just want to thank you, Andy and Jonathan Goldman, for spending this time with me and with my audience and sharing the wonderful work you're doing, and congratulations on winning your award.
Thank you, and we want to just end with one last thing. We heal the planet.
We heal ourselves.
We heal ourselves.
We heal the planet.
We can make a difference.
And Cheryl, thank you so much for having us. It has really been our great honor and pleasure to be with you in this hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me for another wonderful, uplifting, healing hour together on the Love Code. And remember, fill your week with peace, love, and harmony. Bye for now.